While he was sequestered in hiding, another great happening occurred. Mary Magdalene became pregnant. This child, you would have thought, would have heralded a big celebration from everyone in their group. And it did, somewhat, but now there was the added fear of losing their child in the threat that they would all be wiped out unless they escaped. So joy was mixed with fear. Joy that the royal bloodline of the House of David and future Merovingian kings would continue, but fear that they would be discovered, and everyone would be found to be conspirators and put to death. Joseph of Arimathea was really one of the heroes of Christ's story of escape. He was a close friend of Pilate's due to his being a Roman minister of mines and a secret disciple of Jesus. He was the uncle of Christ's mother Mary and was very wealthy and owned tin mines in Britain. His connections within the Roman government and friendship with Pontius Pilate were key ingredients in the plot to save Jesus. I guess in this day and age you might or should refer to this as bribery or a payoff. Money given to the right people, not excluding Pontius Pilate, made the escape for the family much easier. Jesus then took his family to Qumran to wait for the time when Joseph of Arimathea would come for them to help them make their escape to Israel. Joseph was busy making preparations for their escape. He had a ship built in Tyre that was big enough to carry supplies to sustain them for a long journey, thinking that in all probability they would go to Britain, where he had extensive holdings. Joseph had even arranged for a small escort of ships to protect them from the pirates who were attacking trade routes at the time. About 6 months after the crucifixion, Joseph came for Jesus and his family. They left Qumran and journeyed for about 2 weeks up through Galilee into the coastal city of Tyre. In the dark of night, they boarded the fully provisioned ship Joseph had built for them and sailed off on the first tide. Jesus was accompanied by Mary Magdalene, his mother Mary, Joseph, and Philip and James, two of his disciples. Despite Joseph's suggestion that they go to Britain, Francine says they weren't sure where they would finally land, but Jesus assured them they would know it when they found it. This, I'm certain, shows that, as always, Jesus had perfect contact with God, more than anyone else who has ever lived, including Moses, who supposedly heard God's voice in a burning bush. Even though some theologians challenge this story of Moses, I'm sure he had some infusion from God. His wandering in the desert for 40 years, though, does make one wonder how strong his infusion was, whereas Jesus never deviated from his prophetic and preordained path. There is no doubt that even though he may not have always wanted to fulfill his destiny, he did it with great courage and force of will. He knew by going through his travails, there was a greater chance his lessons and way of life would be apt to live on. Here again, Jesus was in opposition at that time to some great religions of the world. Even though the Gnostics' way of life and belief system dated back thousands of years, they had had no leader until Jesus came. You can have a belief, but every religion seems to need a messiah or messenger who brings it forward to the public eye. So Christ was truly the chosen one from God, who was a divinity in a human form. Their ship went up the coast and eventually went westward and made landfall in Turkey, where even to this present day they insist Mary and Mary Magdalene were there, at Ephesus. While in Ephesus, Jesus told Joseph of Arimathea to take the ship and go to Britain to establish his teachings there, and to return to Ephesus in 3 years' time to pick him up. After settling on a date and time of rendezvous, Joseph sailed for Britain and established a Christian settlement at Glastonbury. Jesus rented a residence for his mother and left James and hired servants to watch over and care for her. He then took Mary Magdalene, who refused to be left behind, and Philip, and traveled again to India and Kashmir.